PerformanceFitness618.com.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues,
Etc. If you have questions you have been wanting to ask a pastor, but haven't for whatever reason, then here is your chance. You can send your questions to The Y-Files, where we will then ask your question on The Y-Files program on your behalf. Just go to The Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to The Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
Hi, I'm old lovable Jack Kirk.
And I am Nancy. And every Friday night on FM 95.7, Jack and I co-host a big band swing era program that we call When Music Was Music. We play big band music. You know what, Jack?
What's that, Nancy?
Our program might just be the fastest 2 hours of good music and entertainment on radio.
Wow. You know, I think you're right. But everyone will miss us if they don't tune us in, right?
Right. So please give us a try on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP FM 95.7, every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m.
And now for something completely different.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
The radio show Off on a Tangent is completely different. It's also unpredictable, inexplicable, hilarious, manic, distracted, simple, yet filled with rich layers like a yogurt before you stir the fruit together.
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.
Listen to Off on a Tangent broadcast live almost every Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on KNNA.
Six, seven, eight.
Good evening, folks. Happy Thursday. I'm so excited for today. Like, this excitement has been building up for a hot minute. So tonight, we are continuing on with our decade show. We are doing movie musicals from the 50s, which is, I believe, well, 50s and 40s is me and Callie's, like, favorite.
Yeah.
I would have
pretty
to
much.
Say. Pretty much. So, anyway, I guess, do we just want to go ahead and kick things off? So this first one up, we asked on Facebook, we asked some of our listeners to go ahead and give us our your suggestions as to movies that were played in the 50s, or at least that came out in the 50s. And so we're going to start off, so we have them kind of sprinkled throughout the show. So we're going to start off tonight with actually one from a request from my mother and from myself. It's one of our favorites. It actually kicks off a series. So from 1959, we have Gidget.
She acts sort of teenage, just in between age, looks about 4'3". Although she's just small fry, just about so high, Gidget is the one for me. A regular tomboy, but dressed for a prom, boy, how cute can one girl be? Although she's not king size, her finger is ring size, Gidget is the one for me. If she says she loves you, you can bet your boots she loves you. If she says she hates you, that can also mean she loves you. It very well may be she's just a baby speaking romantically. If that's a bad feature, I'll be the teacher. The Gidget is the one for me. She's not much on glamour, and she should improve her grammar. Still I sigh and stammer, and my heart beats like a little old hammer. Strictly from Dixie, face like a pixie, shorter than girls should be. The rest of the shipment, standard equipment, just a doll in dungaree. The Gidget is the one for me. Sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. The redwing settles in the nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream.
You've been listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNALP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Yeah. And seeing as we forgot to introduce ourselves, I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
Now that my mic is up you know.
And nobody's on.
Now
what?
I don't know what's going on.
Are we on now?
Hello, hello.
How about now?
How about now? I can hear myself now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh. You can hear?
I don't know. I don't have my
This is typically an off on a tangent moment where we do a mic check at the beginning of the program.
I can hear myself.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear myself.
So I don't know what's going on, but yes, this is Notes from the Stage, and I'm not a part of this program, but I am today.
Howdy, Jim.
Let's just play the next one, and we'll figure it out.
Well, it can't. I need your if your mic is plugged into this soundboard. I can't do a mic check with you during a song. Isn't it great? Isn't technology great? Live radio is so fun.
So really quick, why don't we do this? That was the first song, as Ashley said, was from Gidget. That was sung by James Darren. And then the second one was requested by my Uncle Kirk and David. And that was My Rifle, My Pony, and Me by Dean Martin. And that was from the movie Rio Bravo back in 1959.
Yeah, it's a good one. How about now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. We just switched mics. That's all right. We're all over it today.
Oh,
today's
yay.
A day. We also have Penelope up here.
Yeah.
So that doesn't. That means that's so. You know.
You know, she's pretty well behaved. I mean, she's eating your phone.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's, yes. That's pretty, that's pretty my good. Work phone, whatever. It's not that important.
It's all right. I promise we did feed the child, though. I mean, she, that's not like her only dinner tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So up next, we got a little bit of The King. Rock by, like I said, The King.
Right. So I was I did a little bit of research from back, you know, from the 50s. Stuff that, like, things that costed. That's not even a word.
Things that costed.
Yeah.
Who learned you it's how to spoke?
Right. It's a, yeah. Thursdays are my thing. But no, I did a little bit of research, and back in 1950, $100 as of like 2005. So research is a little outdated, was $835. Wow. I know. just imagine. That's crazy. Like, you could even get a block of, or some cheese for 45 cents, coffee 37 cents for a pound, and sugar was like 43 cents for 5 pounds.
Man, that'd be nice these days.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd make cookies for super cheap now.
Yeah, well, but thinking of that, though, I guess in 1950, the average income was like, $3,200 or so? That was in 1950. And as of 1959.
Oh, 1959.
So
okay.
Just at the end of the decade, it had gone up to just over $5,000 as the average income.
Oh, annually?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Imagine what, you know, it'd be awesome to be able to buy a car or a house or something for the price that it was back then. So,
well, yeah, I mean, a house cost around $8,400 or so.
Oh, boy.
In 1950, and as of 1959, it was just over $12,000 for a house, for an average size house, which, I mean, really, what's an average size house?
Yeah.
Watch that. I lied. I live in one. It was built in the 1950s, I think 56.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But. We got a little bit of The King and I up next.
Yeah, and this one was requested by my dad. I am pretty sure he requested this, probably because he's going to sing it to my mama.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, because they...
Are they going to dance to it, too?
They would, except my dad's at work right now, but, I mean, probably, if they were together. But pretty sure this is a love song to my mom.
Oh, there you go.
We've changed. just been introduced. I do not know you well, but when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied.
That was Shall We Dance from The King and I, and while the song was playing, my father, who did request it, said, yeah, I was right. Basically, that it was for my mama.
So that was from the 1956 film The King and I with Deborah Kerr and Yul Brynner.
Yes, the great Yul Brynner. He really was good. I didn't really like him, I guess, in the beginning of the show, but I've seen more and more of his stuff, and I like it now more.
I loved him in Moses, or the Ten Commandments.
There you go.
I used to watch that one all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next up, from 1955, we have a song from Oklahoma.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's going to be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking at a key-to-swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. I can see the stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the Surrey. Riding slowly home in the Surrey with a fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head near my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls kaplop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill, the moon is taking a header, and just as I'm thinking all the earth is still, a lark'll wake up in the bird. My baby's a-sleepin', maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creepin' at a slow clip clop. Don't you hurry with the Surrey with the fringe on the top.
The Surrey with the fringe on top. By Charlotte Greenwood, Gordon McRae, and Shirley Jones from the 1955 film Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, our next one up.
Yes.
Is by one of my favorite actors, singers, dancers, choreographers, directors. You know, all of it.
Hint, part of the Pack Rack.
What was that?
Pack.
Blah. Pat Rack. Close.
What does your dad say, Jim? Flubbadub? I'm flubbadubbing.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what old Lovable Jack says.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, anyway, so it's Frank Sinatra in The Tender Trap, and this was actually requested by David.
David, yes. All right.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong. You string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the tree, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. That breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, The folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. Tender trap.
Love is the tender trap, sung by Frank Sinatra. I had to add
well,
some,
that wasn't you know, weird.
Effect to that. I know. Oh, do you want to talk in it? Say hi.
No, she just headbutts it. That's good. Yep.
Yeah. That was from the 1955 film, The Tender Trap.
Once again, got it. You're so funny.
We want to remind everybody that
Penny's just
you are
this.
Listening to KNNA LP 95.7 right here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and this is Notes from the Stage. Tram by the lovely and talented Peggy Lee from
Lady and the Tramp. That was actually requested by my mom and my boss. Karen.
So, yay.
Thank you, ladies, for listening in.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And chiming in on Facebook, which, Ashley, you want to tell us all about Facebook?
Yeah, so you can go to Notes from the Stage, and you can find information about our upcoming shows, like her page, and you guys get updates. I also post clips from different musicals, whether it's Broadway or movies, throughout the week. You can also follow us on Twitter at NFTS957. And you can also reach us by email at notesfromthestage@gmail.com. So if you have any comments or requests, we will try to accommodate those.
Yes. And we can't do live requests.
No, we cannot.
But
so,
if you give us enough ahead of time, we're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Yep.
That's all I got. How about we go to our next Disney,
great,
the
great
one that.
Story. That was good.
Thank you.
Right? Do you like
thank
that?
You, thank you, thank you.
We're going to go to our next one that I put in there for another Disney,
mm-hmm,
from Cinderella.
Okay.
Salagadoola, Metchagapoola, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Salagadoola, Metchagapoola, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Now, Salagadoola means a Metchagapoola Roo. But the thing about that does the job is Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
We both.
So that was Bippity Boppity Boo, sung by Verna Felton,
who played the fairy godmother.
Yeah. So
you kind of dedicated that, didn't you?
So I picked it. Most people probably don't know, but I am one of Penelope's godmothers, and
which I think you and Emily and Rebecca decided that you guys are just fairy godmothers.
Yes, because yeah. I'm just cool like that.
Yeah.
So I want to be, you know, she's like the Cinderella to my fairy godmother. That's not
cheesy.
And
you treat her like that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she's not spoiled at all. Nope. So
so that ends our Disney section for this evening.
I guess back onto the regular movies. So from 1954.
This is one of Ashley's absolute favorites. You and I are favorites.
It's one of my top 10 movies.
We tend to play
of all times. I have forced other friends to watch this. I even my other nephew, he was maybe 3-4 months old. I even indoctrinated him into this musical. So he was forced to watch this, though. I mean, he was slept through most of it, but that's okay. Shh. So I guess next up is from Seven Brides from Seven Brothers.
Bells ever quite as gay.
the lovely Jane Powell.
Yeah, that was wonderful, wonderful day from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Wasn't that just loverly?
Hey, did you know that Jim sounds exactly like Jane Powell when he sings?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
I found that out.
I really do.
Oh, man. So the next one up from 1954 is A Star Is Born. Callie requested that we put this in. We kind of actually been talking about this recently because there is a new one that's getting ready to come out with Lady Gaga that's going to be the main lady, I guess.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, and Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Just really quick, is that a stage name?
Yes.
Lady Gaga. Okay. Yeah. You know, sometimes you hear that Hollywood people have named their kids really interesting names. I didn't know if, you know, the baby sound Gaga would happen to be one of those names. So I thought I'd ask.
No, yeah, no, that's her made-up name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, yep. So we have played recently, within our decades, we've played the other, the one from, was it Barbara Streisand had done?
Yes, we played that last week? 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. Yeah. Yep. And so this week is we are going to play the OG one, the original one, the one that started it all with Judy Garland from A Star Is Born.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his writings on the wall. run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game.
Man That Got Away by Judy Garland from A Star Is Born.
Yay! So it's your favorite actress.
Yes. Yes.
All-time favorite?
All-time favorite. Oh.
I know, like...
And we just stopped talking and look and see what Penny's doing.
Sorry. Sorry. We just heard a little plop in the background. We're like, we all just kind of...
What is she doing now?
Yeah. What is she getting into?
At least it's not a dirty plop.
That... Well, yeah. That's definitely for sure.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
I wonder if Pastor Poppy's going to mention the fact that you mentioned something...
It is off on a tangent's tradition to mention poo in some manner. Yes.
Yes. So, Pastor Poppy, I hope you enjoyed that one.
Just for Pastor Poppy. Yeah.
All right. So, how about next up? We play our next one that you requested.
Yeah. This one's from Calamity Jane, which I actually saw this the first time at Tamsin's house. Oh. Tamsin's a gal that I get the privilege of hanging out with every Sunday night and taking care of her. And I had actually never seen it, which is very rare because, well, Doris Day movies are one of my faves. So, anyways, this is Calamity Jane with Doris Day and Howard Keel.
In the summer, you're the winter. In the finger, you're the splinter. In the banquet, you're the stew. Say, I could do without you.
In the garden, you're the gopher. In the Levi's, you're the loafer. Like an Overton canoe. Well, I can do without you.
You can go to Philadelphia, take a hack to Hackensack. Hey, I'll never ring a bell for ya or yell for ya to come back.
In the question, you're the why. In the ointment, you're the fly.
Though I know some things are indispensable, like a buck or two. If there's one thing I can do without, I can do without you.
In the barrel, you're a pickle. In the gold mine, you're a nickel. You're the tack inside my shoe. Yep, I can do without you.
In my bosom, you're a dagger. You're a mangy carpet bagger. In the theater, you're the boo. I can do without you.
You got charms, they ain't bewitching me. You've a face no one would pick.
I got the darnest itch of me to be wherever you.
In the bullfrog, you're the crow.
In the forest, poison oak.
Though I know
some things are necessary, my half-pint buckaroo. If there's one thing I can do without, I can do without.
You're not him.
You're a fake.
You're a bonehead.
Troublemaker.
I can do without you, Howard Keel, and Doris Day. Okay, I was waiting. I didn't know if you were gonna say anything.
Is that for me? I was like, that there's like a buildup there or something.
I'm sorry. That was the 1953 movie Calamity Jane.
Yeah, I have yet to still see that one.
She plays a cowgirl.
Yeah, I got that part.
Yeah, well, Calamity Jane is who she plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody sees her as a, you know, a tomboy and things like that, and then she and then she gets all gussied up in the end, and it's cute.
You know, Kelly, I gotta say, you are quite amazing. Well, both of you are quite amazing. You are handling Penelope and doing a radio show at the same time.
Trying to.
That is some serious multitasking, and I congratulate you for that. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thought I'd throw that out there. So.
Thank you, Jim, very, very much. Are you trying to say
you never know,
everybody?
Maybe one day she'll have her own show.
Penelope?
Yeah. Not now when she's itty bitty.
Oh, when she starts talking.
Yeah.
Like there'd be a kid's show.
Yeah. Review toys or something. I don't know. It's like a real big thing on YouTube. I don't know.
That is a legit thing.
It's a thing.
I mean, kids watch YouTube videos just to see what toys are like. And, like, kids just play with toys and they review them.
It's not like she doesn't have enough.
What?
So anyway, all right. Our next up is one that both me and Callie really wanted to have during this show. It's one of our favorites. It's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Honey, you hurt yourself. I can't play tennis, my golf's a menace, I just can't do the Australian crawl, and I'm no better at volleyball. Ain't there anyone here for love? Sweet love, ain't there anyone here for love? I'm apathetic and non-athletic, can't keep up in a marathon. I need some shoulder to lean upon and a couple of arms to hold me. Ain't there anyone here for love? I'm not in condition to wrestle. I've never trained in a gym. Show me a man who can nestle, and I'll pin a medal on him. Need some chappy to make me happy, and he don't have to be Hercules. Don't anyone know about birds and bees? Ain't there anyone here for love? Sweet love, ain't there anyone here for love? Doubles, anyone? Chords free. Big muscles and red corpuscles. I like a beautiful hunk of man, but I'm no physical culture fan. Ain't there anyone here for love, sweet love? Ain't there anyone? Ain't there anyone? Ain't there anyone, 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 anyone? Give all love.
Ain't There Anyone Here for Love by Jane Russell. On our sheet here, it says Jane Powell, but it is Jane Russell.
I did not do that.
We have two different Janes tonight.
We do.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. That's the iconic movie where Marilyn Monroe sings Diamonds Are a Girl's
Best
Friend.
I was just going to say, that's actually my favorite song from the movie. But because it's a family show.
It's odd. Like, there's a lot of stuff in that song that we can't play it on here. It's really kind of unfortunate because it's a good song.
It is.
It's Penny Feeding You.
Yep.
Yep. Veggie sticks.
Yep, veggie sticks or veggie straws.
Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't be the first person to be eating on the mic.
Well, I was trying not to.
I was going to say, on a tangent, you guys
gave it to her
too.
To eat, they and then she tried to feed me.
They unfortunately burp on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. The guys know I don't like that, and I think that's why they do it, because I can't stop it. There's no delay button here in the studio for something like that.
You guys need to work on that.
What?
A delay button.
Getting better or getting a mute button?
Which would be easier? Probably getting a mute button.
The mute button. Yeah. If delay mute button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even count how many times I have seen Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
I know.
I love that movie.
And it's not even on. I think it was on Netflix just recently. I don't know if it still is.
Mm-hmm. It was. It's a, yeah. I don't know. I like Jane Powell when she dresses up like Marilyn Monroe's character and tries to act like her and talk like her and everything. So, it's pretty cool.
Yep.
It's
so,
pretty fun.
Next up.
Well, actually, do you want to share some more little fun tidbits? You know, something we didn't share from... like when we do our Disney segment was actually that in 1955, the popular children's television show, The Mickey Mouse Club, premiered. Yep. So, and Disneyland Park also opened that year. So, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Disneyland and Disney World.
Oh, yeah, because did you go to California with the band?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you guys go to Disneyland then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when we went to Disneyland, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was when we went with the band.
I didn't go to California.
And then I went with my family. When I actually had a broken foot, we went to Disney World.
That's the best thing to do, because then you get in a wheelchair, and then you get priority seating throughout all the lines.
Yeah, you don't have to wait in line to just go up the exit. It's great.
I had sprained my ankle, actually, our junior year. I sprained my ankle marching out on the field at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to go to Worlds of Fun that weekend with the youth group here at church. And they gave me a wheelchair because otherwise I was walking around on crutches. But we got up front of all the rides, and it was super busy
that
day.
Yeah, it's nice. I definitely highly recommend that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have to go to any amusement park, make sure you have somebody that's got a cast on or
See
something.
If you can borrow a cast from somebody.
Cast, yep. If not, hey.
I don't promote that, I guess.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. I guess I don't either.
Have you heard about... There is actually some people online that you, like, they'll put out there, like, on Craigslist and stuff, that they'll be your disabled family member or somebody with a mental health issue. They'll be your family member for so much money for the day
to get
you up to the front of the line. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, that is.
I'm going to quit my day job now.
Right? Exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
That would be more your gig, Callie. That would be more
people
your
actually
gig
pay
just
because
you
that.
Like roller coasters. I don't like roller coasters.
Well, yeah. But I still wouldn't do that. Like,
no, that's not cool. You shouldn't.
I have a conscience, but apparently Jim doesn't, so.
All righty. So let's play, I guess, our last one.
You know what? You know what? Actually, yeah. Why don't we send everybody off with some, well, let's play this song. Yeah. Let's play this next Hootmon.
The seventh son of a seventh son of a gun from Burr. Hoot a man, out of my way, who do you think you are? It's the toe of a boot a man if you push too far. Hoot a man, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a gun from Burr. Who can play the drums? Is there a piper in? Whether you're poor or men of wealth, meet me in the tavern to drink my health. Oh, who's that standing in my path?
Stand clear!
Don't you know you're face to face with Robbie McMath?
Robbie McMath!
Oh, hoot a man, out of my way, who do you think you are? It's the toe of my boot, a man.
push too far. Put them on, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun for birth. I flunk Kilgallen and clouted McAllen and pretty near crippled McQueen.
Macduff used to hide, but I beat up McBride and I belted out Barney McDean.
McGraw and McGregor look worse than a beggar and had to go home for a bath. You'll never look nobby by making a hobby of sparring with Robbie McMath. Oh, put them on out of my way. Who do you think you are? It's the toe of a boot, the man, if you push too far. Put them on, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from
Say, Haggis.
What is it, McMuggis?
Where are you from, laddie?
I'm from Briarcliff on the Heather. It's the station right after Thistle on the Dune. Where are you from, laddie?
I'm from Bristles on the Thigh. It comes right after shaving on the leg.
Ah, Rootaman, out of my way. Who do you think you are? It's the toe of a Rootaman if you push too far. Rootaman, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a seventh son of a son of a gun from birth.
Hootmon, Bing Crosby, and Bob Hope.
Yeah, my dad requested that one.
The comedians of the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Well, some of them. You know, the Road to Bali, Road to Morocco movies. I love those movies. We want to thank everybody for joining in with us right here with Notes from the Stage with Callie and Ashley and Jim and Penelope. Yep. We're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. bringing you the glitz and glam of Broadway and movie musicals. So please be sure to join in with us, and yeah.
Next week
enjoy
we'll be
our
having
show.
the 50s
Broadway. Whoop, whoop.
Woo, so excited.
Yeah.
If I can find music for it, we might be doing the pajama game.
Hey, yo. All right, everybody, you have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall, and the bell.